Last week, YouTube announced their decision to ban comments on videos involving children under the age of 18. This decision comes as a response to the growing risks of raising kids online. Nadine Silver chats to eSafety Commissioner Julie Imnan Grant about the challenges of regulating the internet in order to ensure online safety of children.
Tech companies are evolving fast and policy seems to be struggling to keep up. This is a line Julie Inman Grant has been using for years. Ms. Grant is currently our eSafety Commissioner, but she started her journey working on the cross-section of social policy and technology in the US over a decade ago.
My first job out of uni back in the early 1990s was working for my hometown congressman and working on a range of social issues. And then he came to me one day and he said, "We've got this small little software company in our district. It's called Microsoft."
One of the first things Ms. Grant worked on with Microsoft was the Communications Decency Act. At a time when the internet was coming online, Ms. Grant says the act was developed while there were huge fears that pedophiles would overrun the internet, but also that too much regulation could strangle the promises of the internet before it even had the chances to flourish.
It provides intermediary liability to the companies, and it's a 23-year-old provision that policymakers around the world are scrutinizing right now, but it's one that the technology industry has been using to avoid regulation for the past 2 decades.
Ms. Grant says when the Communications Decency Act was being developed, there was no social media, no user-generated content. Now that technology has evolved to include these things, she questions if tech companies are doing enough to ensure the spaces they create are safe for their own users. Ms. Grant acknowledges that governments can only regulate what is within their borders, which tech companies aren't limited to.
Once you provide platforms for social interaction, what is it that companies are doing to prevent the toxicity, promote the freedom of speech without enabling various forms of online abuse, whether it's online harassment, whether it's contact offenses or, you know, grooming and child sexual exploitation. All these issues, and I think we've really reached a critical tipping point. Now, Australia is the only country in the world that has a government agency and a regulatory body that solely looks after the online safety interests of its citizens.
At the moment, the Office of the eSafety Commissioner says they are targeting parents and teachers because they tend to be the front lines of defence. Ms. Grant says parents have to realise that internet-enabled devices are not a pass of entertainment like the TV was.
If it's internet-enabled, it opens up the world to strangers entering into our lounge rooms. It means that children can go on to YouTube and be confronted by massive amounts of content that even the platforms seem unable to manage. Right now. So if you think about, YouTube has 400 hours worth of content that is uploaded every minute. Twitter has 1 billion tweets on its platform every 2 days. And Facebook has 2.3 billion users. So you're talking about vast amounts of people and content.
In terms of tackling the tech industry, Ms. Grant says despite the range of technologies like machine learning and artificial intelligence that should help companies identify and surface harmful content before it's posted, she says we need to do more. The Office of the eSafety Commissioner has started a consultation process with more than 30 companies and organizations called Safety by Design to encourage more harm prevention.
Of course, everybody has a role to play in keeping the online world safer. But you as industry have a corporate social responsibility, and there should be a social license to operate, which says you've been around long enough to know that harms are going to occur on your site. So why aren't you doing the risk assessments up front and building the safety protections into your platforms before you go to market, rather than, you know, creating fixes or retrofitting protections after harm or damage has been done?
Yeah.
And we're trying to assess the extent to which the industry is doing this right now. And, you know, the story isn't very good. It's not regularly being done.
Julie Inman Grant, eSafety Commissioner, speaking there with Nadine Silver.